Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our new friend, David Skinner. He's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to have him back. His book is called The Story of Ain't, just released. David, give us the website. Tell us how we can find your book.
Oh, you can find my book at davidskinner.org, but you can also find it at Amazon. You can find it at Barnes & Noble and any good independent bookstore.
All right, so check that out, folks. The Story of Ain't. If you'll love it, especially if you're a baby boomer, you're going to love this book because of you'll remember some of the stories about when ain't became a real word in the dictionary. David, I'm going to have you talk a little bit more about this in a minute, but before we go there, I wanted to say that when I started doing a lot of writing, especially professionally in the 90s, I had two dictionaries. I had one at home that I used when I wrote at home, and I had one in my office that I used. I'd had it for years, of course. And I leaned it up against my desk on the floor so I could reach down and get it anytime I wanted. It would never get covered up with stuff on my desk, right? And so it's still sitting there like a shrine, even though I haven't opened it up in my office, haven't opened up the one in my office, haven't opened it up in years. The cleaning lady just dusts around it, right? Because I have the internet now. So young kids are listening to this, maybe in their 20s, and they're saying, what are you guys talking about? What's a dictionary?
Yeah, it's a totally different world out there with tons of free dictionary and other reference content online, but of varying quality. And it's certainly changed the nature of the reference publishing business for companies like Merriam and American Heritage Dictionary and all the others out there.
I had encyclopedias growing up. Kids don't have encyclopedias today.
Yes, entirely. And this is an interesting challenge we're in. In some ways, the alternatives are formidable. If you look at Wikipedia, in certain subject areas, it's very well done. In other areas, it's maybe not so great, and in some of its principles are a little odd,
right,
but it's certainly impressive, and it has a ton of information. It's a shocking number of people who are willing to contribute to a project like that.
For nothing.
For nothing. Volunteers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really a remarkable thing.
It's a good thing, but I'll tell you what I do. When I use the internet to find facts, I never take the first thing that I get. I always try to see if it squares with other sources. Now that's one thing I didn't do in the dictionary. I believe the dictionary, but online I always try to go check at least two, if not three sources to make sure that they square with each other. Okay, I got a couple of minutes left, David. I'm gonna let you just talk about your book. Tell us a little bit more about the book. What else do you want us to know about the story of Ain't?
I want you to know that the story of Ain't is a funny story about a very lively controversy in which some very serious people come off looking kind of silly, and that it's a book about our attachment to the language and our feelings about other people's usage, and sometimes about how sometimes we get very exercised when we see someone else using the language in a way we would not ourselves use it. And to me, as a professional writer and editor, that's very interesting. I know I have very strong feelings about good usage and what is correct and what is not correct and what is eloquent and what is not eloquent.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everyone I know has strong feelings about this, even if they're not professional writers or editors. And in this controversy, we see a lot of factors contributing to a kind of unsettling of standards between the 1920s and the 1960s, so that, you know, what is correct is basically slowly coming under assault. and the culture's changing, and, mm-hmm. you know, radio comes into being, and TV comes into being, and the movies are in being, and, you know, soldiers are returning from World War II, and they're going into education, and they're using all the curse words they learn in right. You know, in camp, and, you know, the 1950s gives us, like, Holden Caulfield, whose attitude toward authority is, in some ways, not that different from Webster Third. You know,
exactly.
He finds all the old authority to be kind of phony, and and so we end up with a very different but very lively and interesting dictionary that says a lot about our intellectual standards and lot about our cultural
And you can
standards.
Learn about all that in The Story of Ain't by David Skinner. I really encourage you to check it out, folks. It is a fun book, and you'll get educated. If you're like me, you've been around a while, you'll get some great memories out of it. David, congratulations again. Will you come back again real soon?
Sure. Thank you, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. David Skinner, ladies and gentlemen, The Story of Ain't. Check that out wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.